we're holding a Siman Ayin Tes. The Bir Aloch over here has a long introduction over here, and I'd like to do the introduction. The introduction, as he points out, is based on the Prima Gaudim. And he says he'll modify it as he goes along, different points. The Prima Gaudim has both from here in Siman Ayin Tes and from other places, he brings it together and he makes this the point. So Atik Bekan Hakdama LeSiman Zeh. I want to write an introduction to this Siman, or I would actually quote a Mikara Humiloshim Prima Gaudim Mit Siman Zeh B'Shar Makamis. The majority of it is from the language of the Prima Gaudim. Sometimes I will change the language so it should be clear. Furthermore, sometimes I'm going to maybe deal with what he pointed. He's saying that we should be in line with the final psak. So even though he's saying it's a quote, but there's going to be some modifications along the way. We're going to give an introduction. Before we discuss these halachas, we need to have an introduction. So there's an issur in the Torah of that the place where you're dwelling, it should be holy in the sense of, in the sense Chazal understand that means it should be the. That soya should not be there. So there are. It's divided into ten different sections. Aleph soya milachra b'mitzdodim. Beis lefonav. Soya can be in front. I'm saying number two first. It can be in front of him. It can be behind him. It can be to his side. So we differentiate between it's lefonav, because then it's long as it's visible, it's a problem. And as opposed to when it's behind him or it's to his side, then the shear is dalet amos. The tzoya is in an area which is raised up or lowered from where you are, 10 tefachim, which in halacha gives it a definition of being a different rishus. But there's no physical separation between the two, between the person and the tzoya. Da'alad tzoya becheder acher pesuach pesach, pesach pesuach. It's in a different room, but the door is open. Hey, is soya bashoshis, it's covered, but it's covered with something which is transparent. Vav is soya b'mayim, which is also, we said that water in general is not considered a full covering, it's like a semi-covering. Zion is reach rashi yeshal ikur, that the soya is covered, but there's a reach ra which is coming to you from the soya, and the source is from soya, so it has a source to it. As opposed to reach rashi ein lo ikur, which we'll talk about that as well. Ches is soya oiveris, soya which is, if the din is all your machanecha kadosh, it's a loch in a place. So soya, when it's mobile, when it's being carried or moving, it might have a different din. Tes is din merag laim, but of it to graf sharei. So other thing, items other than soya, merag laim, that's the person's urine, but of it and graf sharei were the containers that they would use, the chamber pots they would use for merag laim and for soya. And Yud is Ashba with Soya Behema. So the lochos of places which are not, it's not the Soya of a person, but it's other items which are decomposing, be it the Soya of an animal or be it an Ashba where things are decomposing, what status that it has. Okay, so that's the 10 sections that the Prima Gaudim divides up this halacha into. And now he's going to go through them one by one. Okay, number one, Aleph. Tzoya me'achar v'min atzadim teichar ba'amis. So, osim in atar likra is kriya shema li spalo the dabra divrei Torah. Al-barach shum bracha al-barambam alikutav. Okay, so tzoya, which is within dalet amos of you, it's not visible to you, it's behind you or to your side. It is not visible in front of you. But it's within dalet amos of where you are. It's considered in the same place as you. Dalet amos is considered the same mokum. So there's an issue of the raisa to say words of Torah or tefillah. In its presence, Rishim Shemar, Pahoyim Machanecha Kadosh, Uchol Terech Arba Amis Chaniya Shel Adam Hu. Your Machana, where you are dwelling, should be holy. And within your Dalet Amis is considered where you are. Now, Vim Karab and Wakam should really stop it. Racha Kach Matzu, Chazav Akari Commission is Barbara Savasim and Ayan Babai and Shab. So we have before, if a person, now, this is an Isser of doing it. At first glance, if you did it, so you said Shema. So there's no the Shema. There's no. It's not a pagam in the act of saying Shema. It's an issur to do it. But we discussed that before, that doing the act of kriya Shema in a way which is an aveira. It's a mitzvah of aveira. So you can't be yotzei your mitzvah. So it's only an aveira if you had a reason why you would have a chiyuv to do otherwise. So if it's a place where you should expect the possibility of tzaya being there, and you were not careful to remove yourself or the tzaya, you've done an aveira. In a place where you have no reason to believe that it's there, so then you're an oinus, there's no aveira involved, so then you would be yotze. In the case where you shouldn't, it's possible, you have it's a type of place where the possibility exists, and therefore you have a responsibility to clarify. And if you did not do so, you've done something wrong, so you have to repeat Shema. So that's soya which is behind him or to his side. Soya milafon, base. The tzoya is now in front of him. So loch is marchik meloy enov. That is an iser, even as long as it's within his eye, within his range of his eyesight, he can see it. It's aser. Okay.
With glasses and can't see without them, just take the glasses off with the.
Theoretically, dalal amish you still dalal amish you have a chiyuv no matter what, because that's the machan hakodesh. The meloy enov would be subjective to some extent. Pligi b'zeh harosh v'rash. Now there's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rash, but we'll see. Okay, where does this din of Eloi Einav come from? Because the Machanech Kadosh is, like you said, the Machan where you're chayna, where you're placed. So the fact that I can see far in the distance, that's not the makam where I'm placed. So why would that? What's the issur of tzoya milafonov meloy enov? So there's a close in the Rosh and the Rashba. Harashba sober delav the lo yirebecha erbas tavor koinam yad tzoya. Okay. So the pasuk says. Let's pull out the pasuk for a second. Probably a good idea to at least quote the pasuk.
Meloy enav means like an eye's distance.
Meloy enav is it's the full distance that your eye can see. Okay.
No. Tomorrow morning, no. No one's giving it. Why not?
Okay, it's in Parshas Ki Seitze, Perek. So it's Kapitel Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud. You know, see, remember the Shir. Let's not discuss other things now. Okay. So the Parsha starts that with Ki Seitze Machanal Yevechem Nishvata Mekol Dover Ra. So you have to act properly even when you're out at war. The person should have the group should have with them a place where they can go to relieve themselves outside of the machane. You should have a shovel together with your weapons. You're going to war, you have weapons, you also have a shovel. When a person goes outside of this machane to the place where the people go to relieve themselves, and you sit over there and you relieve yourself, you will take the shovel and dig with it, you will cover that which comes out of your body, the excrement. Okay? So that's where we see the halacha of covering it. Then the pasuk says, "Ki Hashem lekachol mishalech b'kar machanecha." Hashem is with you. To save you and to let you overcome your enemies. And therefore your dwelling, Hashem is with you, it has to be holy. Hashem should not see any ervas dover v'shav mi'acharecha. So we have the pasuk of Chisisa Seyasecha, we have the pasuk of Vahoyim Achanecha Kadosh, we have a pasuk of Lo Yirvacha Ervas Dovor We have three elements over here. We have the din of kisui on the tzoya. We have the macherecha shvi kaddish, and we have the locha of not to see ervas dovor. So we saw before that ervas dovor is clearly referring to the idea of a person as unclothed. That's ervas dovor. So that the Torah says it's a locha of yired, being visible. So that we said that ervas dovor is a locha in within a person's range of sight. There's going to be an issur of erva. Do we say that this ervas dovor is being used also in the sense of a shameful item? An item speaking in front of the tzoya is improper as well, and therefore there's an avira. If it's visible, it's going to be problematic. So that's how the Rashba understands. Rashba understands the yira b'chay ervas dovor is referring to tzoya as well. Okay, so koy nami tzoya lefi zeh yesh chumra. So according to the Rashba, filo becheterach or kol shoroyo is so awesome in the Torah, k'may be'ervu. If it's visible to you, the fact that it's in a different room doesn't help. If the Isser is machanech kadosh, it's in a different room, it's not in your machane, it's in a different place. If the Isser is l'yir b'cha, it can't be visible, it's visible. So the door is open and you can see it, it's a problem. So according to the Rashba, that'll be the Raisa. If it's visible somewhere else, it's going to be the Raisa. Now, Makula aliva the Rashba, there's going to be a leniency according to the Rashba, because we darshan before by erva that it only us as ervas dovor. Erva is an isser when you're doing dibur. We said before dibur is aser, hearer is mutter. So the isser of maloy enov by tzoya, if it's the same isser as erva, hearer is going to be mutter. So according to the Rashba, you'll have a kula. The chutz arba amos. So that's the Rashba's understanding. It's in the Raisa, based on La'ir B'chay Erva's Dover. But Rosh Shir Le'd Dalav La'ira Koy Raka Erva V'loy Hatzoya. No, La'ir B'chay Erva's Dover, it's referring only to Erva. It does not apply to Tzoya at all. Okay. But Tzoya Lekha Rak Isra Mishum Machanecha Kadosh. But the Rosh holds that the Isser is going to be based on Machanech HaKadosh. Okay. V'imkein kula l'Rosh, according to the Rosh, you're going to have a leniency. The Becheder Acher, Alpha Pishi, Royo Yisob Mutter, Mitam the Goli Krod, the Beshus HaKeres, Lav Machanech HaHu. If it's in a different room, even though it's visible to you, according to the Rosh, it's going to be Mutter, because it's not in your place. It's in a different place. Now, so umada osir becheder echad lefonov, if it's in the same place as you, but it's kimloyenov. So what is that? What isser is that? So it's not ervas dover according to the Rosh. So he says, well, it's one of two explanations. Either it's an isser drabonon imloyenov by tzoya according to the Rosh might be the rabbanon. I got min a Torah. It might be the Raisa. Now, why is it the Raisa? The Chol Shoroyo Yisrael Lefonov Kimoyeno B'chla Chaniya Hu Ba'Aser. That's also part of where you are. Where you are is what you can see is part of the function of your place. So the Isser is because it's your Machana, it's your place. But that being said, that if it's in a different, if it's in a clearly, there's a clear distinct Chmechitza, even though it's visible, according to the Rashba, it's not going to be Mutter. According to the Rosh, that'll be Mutter. It's a different Machana. The visa ika chumra the Rosh, but you're going to have a chumra according to the Rosh, right? So we have a kula according to the Rosh. If it's in a different room and it's visible according to the Rosh, but it's aser according to the Rosh, it's mutter. There's a chumra according to the Rosh that hearer is aser according to the Rosh, but hearer is mutter. The kulein of aser af behearer mirabana miraisen. The kulein of makam chaniyahu, and we said before that in the makam chaniyah, it's not in erva. There's a din of deeper in soya. There's even hearer is aser. That if Mloy Einov is considered your machane, so it's here is also. Okay. However, the Masha calls for Pichadish, Huba Mishra Zilsham, Loya Bezeb, Kumar La Rosh. No, the Rosh will not answer that case. He disagrees, but we're not, the Prima Gadam is not accepting that. He says another, suggests another difference, but he doesn't, at the end, he retracts. So that's the difference between the Rosh and the Rosh. Gimel. Soyba Makam Goya Sara Nomacha Sara. So let's work this out. The tzoya now is the tenth fachim. It's in a place which is raised 10 tefachim higher than where you are. You can see it, but it's raised 10 tefachim. So it's a different rishus. So according to the Rosh, that there is machaneh, this is a different machaneh. Different machaneh according to the Rosh is mutter. According to the Rosh, but you can see it, so it's going to be osur. La Rosh, I feel the royal is shari, the layira likoya ale, the Isra layira doesn't apply to it, it's only Isra machaneh, it's a different machaneh, it's raised up 10 tefachim, or it's dropped down 10 tefachim. The Rashba Osir can iskali help. According to the Rashba, it's visible, it's an Osir. Now, Ulakuli Alma, but according to the Rashba, the Isir in this scenario is not the Isir of Machane, it's Isir of Uriya, but it is in a different Mokim. Mahani Bizab, Atima Sinai, Kimish Rosh Sakhi Akhir, Kimish Kazmish Rosov, Sazan Poykim Mogan Romsim Kaz. So, closing your eyes in a scenario where it's in a different rishos. So, according to the Rosh, it's mutter. According to the Rashba, it's also because it's visible. But we said before, by case of erva, there's a machloekis between the mechaber who says shutting your eyes is sufficient, and everybody argues on the mechaber. But the mishaber over there pointed out, by the case of erva, if it's in a different rishos, then closing your eyes works. If it's in the same rishus, closing your eyes is not enough. You must face in a different direction. But if it's in a different rishus and you shut your eyes, then it's mutter. So over here, it's tetvachim higher, tetvachim lower. So it's a different rishus. It's a loss of according to Rashi because it's visible. Shut your eyes, then it's mutter. Okay. Dalit. Soya b'cheder acher u'pesa pesuach. So that's our case we're discussing right now. It's in a different room, but the door is open. Or if they have pesach al pisha roya yisor, or you're in the room and it's outside the door. The rosh shori after the melekadelis. According to rosh, is much even though there's no door, but it's outside of your mokum. The lav layira lekoy hey gavna. There's no isur riyah. The isur is machane, and it's in your room. It's not in your room. Lagar meimasha causes have no iskimol. The rashi is osur. Now, according to Rashi, but it's also because it's visible. Now, what about the following? After the B'yesh Delis, let's say there is a door. Right now it's open, but there is a door. The first case we gave where there's no door at all, just an open entranceway. But now there is a door, just right now it's open. Gamla Rashi Mutter, maybe the Rashi would say the case is Mutter, Mitam the Pesach Pesul, Kenol Domi Ayin Shom, and the Rishon Arach Lamash Mahachi. Fine. The Prima Gadam suggests maybe the fact that we could argue that the ability to shut the door gives it in like it's shut. But the said we don't hold like that. Mr. Khanar does not accept that. All the other Khanim do not differentiate. If it's visible, it's visible. Khanar Rashbat's also. Okay. So let's just recap what we have so far. We have a din of machaneh, which asks anything within your dalet amos, and therefore even if it's behind you and you can't see it, or it's on the side of you and you cannot see it, it's going to be usur. We have an isur of morle einov, if it's in front of you, as long as it's visible, it's a problem. And we have machlokes in the Rosh and the Rashba, if that isur is built into the din of machaneh, that kim lo einov makes an isur machaneh either deraisa or drabanan, or that Kimlo Einov is a separate issue of V'layir B'chai Ervas Dovor. And we came up with a few different differences in Halacha between the Rosh and the Rashba. In the case where it's a different Rishos, according to the Rosh it's Mutter because it's not the same Machan as you. According to the Rashba it's Salasa because it's visible. On the other hand, according to the Rashba, when it's outside of your Dalai Lama's, here is Mutter. According to the Rosh, here would be Osir. Okay, now the next area we're going to talk about is the halacha of kisui. The pasuk of kisisa say asecha. The pasuk says cover it. So the pasuk is definitely introducing that covering it functions as a valid option of how to solve the problem. Okay, so what's the definition of a kisui, of covering it? So if it's covered with something which is transparent, glass, shoshis is glass. So by covering it, you've made the area cleansed, as it were, because the pasuk says "machanecha kadosh," but through covering the item. Mashem Pirs Rashi Barama, the Fila im Ainat Soya Mchusa Klau, Rak Machitza Schuchis Mafsekas Benem, Zui Kisui, Vlavdakri Shekhasa Tsoy Mikol Tstodov. So he wants to say a Kiddush over here. When I say that it's covered, does it mean that the item is totally covered on all sides? That it's, or the point is, from your vantage point, between you and the item, there's glass. So as far as you see, it's behind the glass, even though the item itself is not covered on all sides. What Rashi and the Rambam seem to say that's sufficient. I'm going to skip the brackets. So now we said before, if it's something which is 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim low, we have this heter according to the Rosh. It's a different machana. Normally, to give something a different machana at a different place, it's defined by 10 tefachim high and it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So the Mishnah Berurah before sort of mentioned, if you need dal tefachim, we'll talk about that later on. At the end of Ois Gimel, the last line, he says, we'll talk about that later on. So now he's bringing it up that the Bach says it has to have a full din of a separate makom, which means it's not enough that it's 10 tefachim raised above the ground or lowered down. It has to be in a place which is 4x4 to give it a full din of a separate makom. So now, taking that concept and applying it to this din of kisui, we could have thought, and he's saying that it incorrectly so, we could have thought that mechitza will require all the halachic statuses of a mechitza to make it a separate makom. So we require it has to be 10 tefachim high, and it has to be a certain length across the room, etc. So we could have made that mistake. He says, no, the heter of this key, of covering it with glass is not based on mechitza. It's making it a separate rishus. It's based on the idea of, as far as you're concerned, it's covered. Because there's something between the two of you. Therefore, you do not need the halachas of, full all the halachas of mechitza to make it a separate rishus. Okay, now, behine, I'm skipping the brackets. Shir roichav a mechitza, how wide it has to be. So according to this Rashi and the Rambam, that it doesn't have to cover it, it just has to be between you and it. But how wide does it have to be? The Prima Gada makes no mention of this. This is the Mishnah Berurah interjecting now. It has to go from wall to wall. When it's in the field, it doesn't say how wide it has to be. So if the mechitza is 4 tefachim wide, as far as the Nishmas Adam is concerned, so it's 10 tefachim high, it's 4 tefachim wide, so you put it between you and the tzoya, you are now allowed to read, even though the tzoya is not really covered, even though this mechitza is transparent, and even though it has not created a separate rishus, as far as you're concerned, it's like considered like it's covered. I'm not sure. Look can I get over means I'm sure. Okay, now I'd cause a prima gadam in tzoya chutz v'roya chaloyes kuchis. If you're clearly in a separate room and there's a window with glass in it, so now take this idea. We said according to Rash, but it's aser. If it's visible by erva, this is not sufficient. But by tzoya, there's a heter of kisui. The Rash is not denying the heter of kisui, and Rashi and the Rambam both said that it's considered mechusa since there's a separation between the two of you. So that even the Rashi agrees to that. Seems like you can actually see it by tzoya. It's going to be mutter. Okay, now we're discussing covering. So Hashishi, the sixth question is what status does water have regards to covering? Tzoya b'mayim lav kisihu. Havi. Covering with water is not considered covering. We're talking about right now water which is clear, not water which is cloudy. Even though by erva we said covering in water has some level of a din of a kisui, not fully but somewhat, but the point is by erva the issur is it's magula over here, it has to be mechusa. And that's enough gemina, so that this does not accomplish a din of being mechusa. Okay, so ois hey and ois vav deal with the issue of what's considered a valid covering. Now, what he's going to deal with in the next one is the idea of reyach. That so if you're able to smell it, do we argue that therefore the kisui which you've put over the tzoya is not effective because you can still smell it? So it's like the smell acts as if you brought the item there to be with you, even though it's covered or in a different rishos. Shri reach rashi yeshal yikra havi kitzoya min atarim has a din of tzoya deraisa. Okay, circle strachi min achav dalaramis mimakom shekol reach. So therefore, you need to move away dalaramis from the place where the smell has dissipated. If you did read already, you'd have to read again. However, it's going to have a leniency. And what is that? If it's in a different room.
It's
not soya.
She said more lenient
than soya. After Mahani Hafsik the Reach Ram, putting a Hafsik does not work for Reach Ram because you still smell it. So here you do not need the lacha of moving away Dalanamas. Why is that? Because when the Tzai is in a different Mokim, so it's not your Machana. So even though the smell reaches you, it has a lacha like Reach Rasha Ain Lo Iker. Because the tzoya is really in a different place, so you're getting a reakra. So reakra is also to read, but there it's not a deraisa, and you do not need the marchik dalaramas. It doesn't answer the mokum. The mokum. Ra kol shem megila ha reakra is mutter. V'afim becheder shehu shom megia reakra. Even though somewhere else in the room the smell is there, but where he is the smell is not there. It's mutter. If he does smell it, it's only the Siddur Abonin. To who Chosher Rak Reach Rashayin Luikar, we serve the Rak Min Abonin, click a moment. Since the Tzoya is in a different Mokum from you, it's totally in a different room, different place, etc. So even though you smell it, it's considered a halachically like a Reach Rashayin Luikar. It doesn't have a source because the Tzoya is gone. Reach Rah is only, alone without a source is only the Abonin. Okay.
The water is gone.
The tzoya is
so
gone.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Now then he has a long bracket till the end of this ois. He puts in his different comments. fine. He brings a grower which says that he disagrees with this. He holds it like a Reach Rashi Yesh Luikar. And he brings that the Chayyadim also passes as such, that they do not accept this psak of the Prima Godim. And they consider like Reach Rashi Yesh Luikar, and therefore you would need Dalan Amis from the place where the Reach ends.
What psak of the Prima Godim?
Why is the water not a for the
tzoya? Because since it's visible, since it's and the smell etc. can come out, it's permeable for that sense. So it's not kisui. By erva, the point with this was gilui. It's not magula, but it's not mechusa. That's the point that he's saying.
By erva,
it's not magula or mechusa. But by erva, this was gilui. Over here, the requirement is kisui. Allah Mashachilik, right? Okay. What we said before.
Well, you don't need to go for.
Correct.
Almost away from where it's so a smell ends.
Correct. Now the next one deals with if the Isra is din machane. What about if the tzoya is not stationary? Can it create an Isra of machane? So shmini. So again, so we discussed the first halach was din machane. We discussed Moloi Einov and what that is built in. We discussed the loch of Kisui. We discussed the loch of Reach Ra that is coming to you from the Tzoya is considered if the Tzoya is there as well. But the Tzoya, in all these cases, is placed, it's stationary, it creates a Din Mokum. And now, what about Tzoya Veris? Somebody's carrying it, let's say. A person's taking out a diaper, a person's taking out something of such. Gamkendu Din Tarum, Kemashra Gemorah. He says in a situation where it's overis, even though it's in front of you, according to Rama, it's enough. The Pasha says that would only make sense if you're going with the approach of the Rosh, that the issue in front of you is also a lot of halacha of machane. According to the Rash, but the issue is Riyah, it's going to be a problem if it's Mala Enev in front of you. Okay. Now, once you accept the Pshat of the Rosh, it's a halacha of machane, why should we differentiate between Maloy Einov when it's Averis or only Dalalam is Averis? So there's different ways to explain it. The Mashal Dirshu quotes that the Prima Gadim learns of the Machlokes is whether they're arguing whether it's within the Raisa, within the Rabbanon. Within the Raisa, so as long as it's visible, it's a problem. Within the Rabbanon, they answered it at Alach of Machana only when it's within Dalalam or it's stationary. Okay, now moving away from Tzoya, what other items have Alach of Tzoya? So we said number nine is the din of Meraglayim. Meraglayim in the Torah is also rak neged ha'amud. Hashoyes is koshken me'ara is mirabonon. Once Meraglayim has left the body, it's in the ground. It's only rabonon. Seeing it leave the body when it's in a full flow, that's what's aser. Fine. But the mirabonah requires kimlo enov and behind you dalaramis if it's on the ground, and if it's masriach, the meraglim is sitting there for a while and it starts to putrefy, etc. That's also mirarais. Okay, the last thing is Hasiri, the last case is Ashba Sharecha Ra, when the Velish Masrach is called over Kiyotz Bezeh. So these are organic material, but they're not from a person. But as they're decomposing, they create a bad smell. So he gives two examples over here. You have an Ashba which has garbage which is decomposing, and to the point where it has a really bad smell. Or in the Velish Masrachas, you have a carcass which is decomposing. B'chol Dover Kriyat, it was all items similar to that. Din Kitsoya Uminatara Asad. So that's an issue of the rice. I'm skipping the brackets for now. Huadin Ovit Shemer Aglayim Ugrav Sharegi Nami Minatara Asur. So similarly, the vessels which are designated to use to hold soya, or to hold Meraglayim, they have a din minatara that they're usher. They get the same element of masrachas as soya itself, and they're in a siddur isa. So again, you have a chayla, you have a bedpan for the chayla, so something of that sort. That it's made for the purpose of catching the person's soya, etc. So that would have din. That's our modern day version of graf sharei. Okay. Now, lingan soya b'hem b'chayiv, we're b'soya for simon. We'll talk about later on the soya of other of something other than a person. Rech rashi and lewiker also rak mirabonan came a word b'lekutei ramban v'yura with dinov ayim soya simon chusav rech noidav ayin le'el b'lusayim. Okay, rech ra which has no weaker when a person passes gas, that's mirabonan. If you have a case of a soya which is there, which is covered, but it's the smell is permeating the covering and spreading out to the room, that's what we discussed before, that's reach rashi eish liker. Okay, let's at least start get the first sif in. So that's the presentation of Lakdoma. Now, Aleph, hoisit soyas adam me'acharov. If there is person, there's soyas adam behind the person. Sarach laharchik arba amas mi'rokam shekol arev. So he needs to move away for amas beyond where the smell ends. So if the soy has a reach ra, you have to move beyond where the smell to the point where you can't smell it anymore, and then move another 4 amas, and then it's mutter. Filim yesh loy chelishenem ariyach. Let's say you can't smell. Person is either he generally can't smell, or right now he has a stuffed nose and he can't smell. Still sarach la'archik 4 amas imbalkam shakriach la'reach mimishem ariyach. The point is, it's not the issue of the smell is the problem. The point is, the smell allows it to we say, halachically, we extend the presence of the tzoya. So since the average person can smell it, it means that the presence of the tzoya has extended beyond just where it is physically to the whole area where it smells. So then you have to move beyond that, dalet amos. That's if it's behind you. If it's in front of you, you have to distance yourself as far as a person can see it. This is even though it's nighttime. Or shehusuma, sheena roya isa. Even if he individually cannot see it, but if this normally it normally would be seen, it's going to be usher. And so if the isra is isra of machna, that makes a lot of sense. So we point out that the tzoya continues to be considered in the place where the person is, because the average person can see it from here. It means it's called within your place where you are. The sister of Erevus Dover, we discussed the idea by Erevus Dover also. If the Erevus is Magula, even though it's a nighttime, it's a loss to read Connecticut, because the Maisa, there's a Gili Erevus there. So we'll explain the same idea over here. There's a gilu of tzoya there, since it would be visible theoretically when it's available to be seen. Soya, which is behind you, behind the person, has a din like next on the side of the person has a din like it's behind them. You need alan amos and that's it. Now. So you have a situation where the Shliach Tzibur is davening, and there's somewhere behind, he's in the front of the room, facing the wall, and there's Soya behind him somewhere. So he says, great, it's behind me, I have no problem. That's not really true. Even though it's behind him somewhere, he has to wait until it's removed. Because he's not just being dominating for himself, he's dominating for the tzibur, and they are with the dalet amos of this soya. There's somebody in the tzibur, which is the dalet amos, and his job is to moitzi the tzibur. Therefore, he has to wait until they remove the soya.
Why can't the tzibur move closer to him, to the chazan?
If that's possible, they could. But the point is, he can't argue. It's behind me. I've solved my problem. That's the point of the Ramah.
Why is it the Chazan's issue? Isn't it the people are being yotzi with the Chazan?
There's soya here. Somebody's in the room with the dalet amos. So Chazan says, "Listen, that's his problem. You know, I am davening, and I'm beyond it, so I can daven." He says, "No. You're not davening. You're being yotzi him. So right now, you can't be yotzi him." So we have to solve the problem. Either everybody will move, you'll remove the tzoya, whatever you want to do. But you have to solve. Why did you? There's a problem which has to be solved. As opposed to the chazan, there's no problem. I have no problem. I'm davening beyond dalet amos. That's not true, because you're not davening, you're being moitzi everybody. And they're within dalet amos. Okay. Let's hold it here.